This is a HeadGum Podcast.
A big shout out to Beauty by Design, one of our sponsors for today. Beauty by Design offers complete skincare solutions curated by online estheticians. You can get a skin diagnosis and precision-matched products customized just for you from the comfort of your home. Beauty by Design offers on-demand licensed estheticians that provide expert advice by text anytime you want. That is so cool. So here's all about their products. They use 250 safe and natural active ingredients that give you a healthy glow and radiant skin. Upwards of 100 different products. Great for those for sensitivities and allergies. You can choose cleansers, moisturizers, serums, eye creams. The list goes on and perfectly matched for you and your skin type. So here's how it works. You start by taking a skin survey and you snap a quick selfie. And then a live esthetician reviews it with you on text message and makes your recommendations. They also offer a 30-day risk-free guarantee with free shipping and returns if for whatever reason you do not like your products. So if you guys want 20% off your first order, visit beautybydesign.com/lovin. Again, that's beautybydesign.com/lovin and use that promo code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N. Please note, this offer is only valid for first-time customers.
Hello, world, and welcome to Lady Lovin'. It is I, Greta Titelman, joined by Lo Bosworth.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm eating my favorite orange snack, a Dorito.
And I am sucking on a... This is like ASMR.
What's ASMR?
Crunchy and... Uh-huh, exactly. Exactly.
I just needed one bite. I'm so hungry, you guys.
It's okay. I was just sucking on a lifesaver and I took it out of my mouth. So we both are culprits of, you know, sucking on chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. So today's episode, it's going to be a 30-minute power, half hour.
Wham, bam, half hour. You guys have sent us some really pressing questions. So we just want to get right to it and start answering some of them. Are we ready? Okay. So this question that this first one is subject line, help me, I keep banging my guy friends. Okay. I keep hooking up with my guy friends slash guys in the group. I hooked up with one of my best friends on and off for 3 years, and he treated me like shit towards the end. Long story short, I finally cut him out of my life completely, but it took me months to get over. He squashed my self-confidence because I expected more from a friend, but I think he just saw me as an easy fix at 1 a.m., which is weird because we were so close, and also I'm awesome. Yes, you are, girl. This spring, started hooking up with a guy in my extended friend group. It was great. Hit it off. Thought I could be something special. Again, started to fizzle. Started using her as a late-night backup and was openly weird and awkward to her in group situations. She was then uninvited on a group weekend at the beach this coming weekend because a girl he's now interested in is coming. So she feels like she can't talk to her girlfriends because they're all a little catty and are obsessed with him and his friends. So she doesn't really have anyone that can help, like, validate her feelings. Am I being too easy? How can I stay in this group without feeling uncomfortable in a social setting? Also, I'm 24, so I don't know where to look for guys that aren't dicks. Also, the sex isn't even that good, so why do I care? Is it ever a good idea to be friends with benefits? What do we think?
So, I think that you have to be in a really confident place where you're truly satisfied with how your life is as a single person in order to have a friend with benefits. Because if you are not in this place of, like, utmost confidence, then you end up writing us emails like this. You know what I mean? Where it starts to, like, just, like, affect your day-to-day. People develop feelings. It's just so hard. And, like, if you're going to lose that friend because it gets weird, which, like, how many people have you hooked up with where it doesn't get weird?
Very few.
Very few.
It's very hard. People think that friends with benefits is this, like, easy thing. People think that it's a thing. I think friends with benefits is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly hard. And I think that, like, we all want to think that it's easy, but it's not easy. Just like being that intimate with someone over time, you get feelings. Feelings get involved. It's like silly to pretend like they won't because they always do.
100%.
Look,
it's impossible not to develop feelings for somebody. Impossible. They can grow, they can fade, but it's just...
it's really hard.
It's an impossible feat. It's like climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, if you're getting that intimate with someone, how are you not going to like them beyond a friend? You know what I mean?
Well, and if you're going to hook up with somebody, if you're interested in that, you already have feelings for
right.
them.
Right, right, right. It's true.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I do think that's true. Like, if you have an inkling that you even want to be, like, fucking that person, there is probably a part of you that does like them a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that friends with benefits for me has never been a good thing. I haven't been a believer in it. I've always done either very, very casual sex or just you're my boyfriend. Like, that's kind of been me, either casual sex or full-on relationship. I've never just had, like, a fuck buddy. I've found that fuck buddies just, like, don't really work for me. And I don't think fuck buddies work for a lot of people. But some people, it can work, you know? It sounds like for you... it's not making you feel good. It's making you feel really bad. So I would just stop. In terms of where you can find guys that aren't dicks, like you're 24, you're going to meet so many fucking dicks in your life, unfortunately. But there are also really awesome guys out there. And I think you should continue to put yourself out there. Go out. Get on the internet. So many people meet online. Also, your friends that are catty and obsessed with his guy group, they need to grow the fuck up. And if you can't have friends where you can openly talk about these feelings with, like... I don't know. I don't like that you say your girlfriends are catty and obsessed with him and his friends. Like, that makes me feel shitty for you, and I'm sorry. That sounds like a lonely, shitty way to feel right now. But I want you to know you are awesome, and keep putting yourself out there, and you're going to meet someone that's great and that loves you and that wants to have sex with you and be your boyfriend and all this other fun stuff.
100%.
Great. I hope we answered that question. You will. You. Everyone wants to be your boyfriend.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I want to be your boyfriend.
You do?
Yes.
Thanks, Greta.
All right.
By the way, where's Jill?
Oh yeah. Sorry, you guys. You're probably wondering where is Jilly. Jilly is busy being a badass entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, let her do her entrepreneurial.
Yeah. We're doing covering for each other, but that's okay.
You know.
We have a whole library of episodes if you want to listen to one with Jilly.
I know. And she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Okay. Subject line. Hooking up with a coworker with a girlfriend.
Hooking up with a coworker. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yes. I started working with this guy a few months ago, and we've been flirting for months.
He sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I started working with this guy a few months ago, and we had been flirting for months with most of my coworkers noticing and commenting on how flirty we are and how cute we would be together. Come to find out, he has had a girlfriend the last few months, and she ironically has slept with one of my close lesbian friends multiple times in the past. This guy has also been asking me and my coworker for a few weeks on how to break up with his girlfriend. We got drunk over this last weekend and ended up hooking up and spending the next day in bed cuddling and making out. I asked him if he felt bad for cheating on his girlfriend, and he said, yeah, kind of. And I asked what he was going to do. I mean, what? Yeah, kind of. What kind of a response is that? And I asked what he was going to do, and he said he was going to tell her. We worked together a few days later, and he acted like our normal flirty selves and never addressed hooking up or his girlfriend. I actually like this guy, and because I'm a girl, I keep analyzing if I should say something or not. I don't want to sound crazy, but I also want my intentions to be known. What's my move here?
So she likes this guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, girl.
What's that saying? I'm going to totally botch this, but like, you lose them how you catch them?
Maybe. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yes. Like
if he's
willing. Not cool that you guys are starting on the note of cheating, that like he would like maybe cheat on you or something.
Right. And like, I know that we normally talk shit on guys for this kind of behavior. And yes, I feel that way about this situation. But I also just want to say to this listener, like, girl, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you justify this kind of behavior? Like, if this guy is going to end a relationship with this woman who probably cares about him and has feelings, you can't wait?
Yeah,
I'm
also,
sorry. If you were my friend, I would tell you that this was fucked up. And I know that you want to be with this guy, but I'm hesitant to even go down this road because I just don't support what you're doing to this other woman. I just think it's wrong. Sorry.
No, I mean, look, situations are really complicated and I get that. And I get urges and desires and wanting to act on them. If I were you, I would stay very far away from this situation. I would say, we had that night together, that happened, but nothing can happen beyond this point because he's either going to want to fuck you again and feed you a load of bullshit that he's breaking up with his girlfriend when they're still together, and you don't want to be a woman on the side, and you don't want to do that to the girlfriend. So if I were you, I would stay very far away from the situation, let him do whatever he's going to do, whether or not that's like breaking up or staying together or whatever it may be. And I think the best thing for you to do is to stay out of it and to like emotionally try and move on, because I just don't think – no one wants to meddle in relationships. It doesn't make you feel good. I don't – I also don't like support it fully. I think it's not a nice way to start a relationship.
Yeah.
And – also, don't think it matters that his girlfriend hooked up with one of your friends. None of that matters. What matters is the fact that this man is still in a full-on relationship. He's not out of it yet. And until he gets out of it, I don't think you should be pursuing anything at all.
Yeah, I agree. If they end their relationship, go for it.
Exactly. If they end their relationship, by all means, pursue this person. But until they end the relationship, I would stay very far away from that situation.
I also find that some people who get into a situation like this feel like they want to continue pursuing it until they get what they want, because it's kind of like a weird thing about like conquering, or do you know what I mean? And so like
people become like obsessed with the chase almost,
right,
or like
winning. And I just want to say, like, if you feel that way, like that's a really shitty way to like want to continue to pursue the relationship with this person. I'm sure that you like him and you want to be with him, but that feeling of like satisfaction that you're desiring from like wanting to
like a victory,
break their relationship. Yeah, like that's wrong. And that's just not a good reason to pursue somebody or to want to be with them. I don't know. I don't like this email.
I just think that you need to stay like, you are not right in this situation, and neither is he. Like, both of you guys are at fault here. And I think that if the relationship were to ever work out in the future, it needs to be after he has dealt with his current situation.
Yeah, you need a clean slate.
And you need to just start over. Like, I think you need to just take some steps back, let him deal with his relationship, and then whatever comes of that comes of that, and then you can move forward.
Agree.
All right. Next question. We are really going through these. All right. Boyfriend's parents. I've been dating a guy for about a year and a half. Recently, I found out that his mom and her boyfriend told my boyfriend that he is, quote, wasting his life away dating me, and that I am, quote, not stimulating enough. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? I was so upset, crying hysterically, and was in my head for a good while wondering why I wasn't good enough or what I did wrong. The only reason might be that I'm much more of a quiet person, and I've had a hard time making small talk with people I don't know very well. But I can make conversation with someone easier if they would just talk to me first. Then, once someone gets to know me, I can talk their ear off. His mom has never been the most welcoming when I would come over. In my past relationships, other parents were so warm and welcoming and made sure I felt comfortable in visiting. My question is, would this be something to consider when thinking of my future with my boyfriend? Should there be a discussion about it? But I feel like it's almost too late to talk about it. It happened about 2 months ago. Should I just brush it off and try not to think about it? How can I do that? One other thing is that I can't help but to compare myself with my boyfriend's ex, who had a great relationship with his mom. I want to know how you found out. Like, did he tell you that his mom and her boyfriend said that to him? Because if he said that to you and told you that information, that is not nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you go into a meeting, a family situation, whether you get feedback or not, you can tell how somebody kind of feels about you, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't necessarily need the feedback, but getting the feedback that she did receive, I mean, like, that is just like, it's like a stab wound, you right. know what I mean? And I'm not clear entirely on why he had this conversation with you or like told you that this was
happening? Yeah, I'm wondering what the background is.
Or like, did she specifically ask her boyfriend, like, what does your mom think about me? Or what has she said about me? And then he like revealed
Divulged it.
I don't know.
Maybe she like came across a text message.
I mean, whatever, however it happened, I guess that doesn't matter.
It happened.
It happened. And I don't think it is unreasonable to have a conversation about it again. I mean, people bring stuff up that happened years ago that still bother them in relationships.
That
I just don't
really
think.
That would really hurt my feelings. That would really hurt my feelings.
It would really hurt my feelings too. Are you kidding? It would make me feel like I don't know if I could do this relationship because when you are with somebody, you're also with their family. Like, it's just de facto how it's how it goes. And
I feel so
if
insecure.
If you knew that you were not being supported by their loved ones, I think it would be really difficult, at least for me personally, to just continue to feel comfortable unless I really made an effort to have a different kind of relationship with their parents or siblings or whatever. And I think it's totally possible to improve familial relationships 100%. But I think you need to get to the bottom of like why the mom feels this way. And like, I know that you say you're shy, but this might be a situation where it's important for you to kind of stand up for yourself and have a direct but polite conversation with her. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, you know, so-and-so and I have been talking and he mentioned this to me and I, you know, I really like love your son and I care a lot about this relationship and I really care a lot about you, mom of my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, is there something that's happened that like you want to talk to me about? You know, I would have a conversation of that nature with her if you really care about this guy and you really want to make it work. And oftentimes, swear to God, a conversation like that will resolve any problem that you have with somebody's family.
I think that if you really want to pursue a future with this guy, having like being the person to bring it up, being like, look, this really hurt my feelings. I want you to know I really love your son and like I love my relationship with him. I would love if we could like work this out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's hard and daunting, and, like, trust me, that would scare the shit out of me, but, like...
Oh, God, it would be so difficult, but, I mean, that is what I think you need to do if you want to improve the relationship or just understand where she's coming from. You know, I don't know. And if the reality is that she's just...
A bitch?
Not that nice, and she just, like, has an attitude problem... That's disappointing, but I also think that this conversation can serve as a polite way to kind of call her out on her attitude issue.
And I think it shows, like, you're not scared. You want to work on this. You love her son. And, like, in terms of being self-conscious about the ex-girlfriend who she really loved, they're not together anymore. So, like, he's with you. He loves you. My only reason for asking initially was, did he tell you that? Is because I think that if he went out of his way to tell you that, that's very hurtful. So I would be wondering why and how she found that out. Because if she just like stumbled across that, that's one thing. But if he divulged that to her and said that to her, I think that that's mean.
It is mean.
But I think you're very right in feeling very hurt by this because I think that that's incredibly hurtful.
Why is it that sometimes the people who've been hurt have to be responsible for fixing the situation? I hate that. You know?
Yeah, it's...
Because, like, truly, it's going to fall on our listeners' shoulders to resolve the issue.
I know. It's the worst. I mean, it is always, like, the one that gets humiliated is always the one that needs to repair the situation.
Yeah.
Because the people that are doing the humiliating...
Mm-hmm. They're not mature enough
to
feel differently or change the behavior on their own.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, girl. It's going to get better. I think you just need to have some conversations that might be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is also brought to you by Simple Habit. I love this, you guys. Simple Habit is a 5-minute meditation app designed to help busy people stress less, achieve more, and live better in a series of guided programs. So why choose Simple Habit? Because it's only 5 minutes a day, and it helps reduce stress, improve focus, sleep better, relax faster, and breathe easier. So they have meditation guides for specific lifestyles or symptoms. You can browse over 1,000 different topics and create customized playlists, which is so cool. And you can easily keep track of your daily streak or how many mindful minutes you had in the past month right in the app online. It's also available on iOS, Android, and the web. So I love that. And you guys, I love to meditate. I learned transcendental meditation, which is a type of meditation practice, a couple years ago. I do it all the time. I also love guided breathing meditations. They're so great. And there are a couple on Simple Habit that are really awesome. I like to listen to them when I first wake up in the morning. So meditation has totally changed my life. It has allowed me to calm my nerves and stay really focused throughout the day. So I would definitely recommend it. So if you want a free 7-day trial to the premium library, just visit simplehabit.com/ladylovin. Again, for that free 7-day trial to the premium library, just visit simplehabit.com/ladylovin.
Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel good about. Here's how Green Chef works. Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. They send you a wide variety of organic ingredients and imaginative new recipes each week, and everything is hand-picked and delivered right to your door. The best part is ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. So it's super, super, super easy. And there's something for everyone, so it's easy to maintain a specialty diet and enjoy exciting new options. And you can switch up your meal plan and change the box and, you know, get what you want when you want it. Green Chef also has a super wide variety of organic ingredients, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. And it's just truly so convenient and easy. Let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you. And I just really think it's the best. You guys know we love meals in boxes that you can cook at home and then pretend like you cooked them yourself and you invented the recipe. And I think that that is just fabulous. So here is the dealio. For $50 off of your first box, go to Green Chef. Go to greenchef.us/lovin, L-O-V-I-N. That is $50 off your first box of Green Chef by going to greenchef.us/lovin, L-O-V-I-N.
Wait, can we take a break from answering questions to just give like a life update?
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Nothing. I just want to know what's going on with you. So do our listeners.
Well, you guys, the reason why I've been like on and off sucking on a lifesaver during this recording is because I found out that I have vocal cord nodules. And that's...
What is that?
That's when you have like lumps basically that develop on your vocal cords because you're using your voice improperly or straining them. Over time, it's really bad. So now, to avoid getting surgery, I'm going to be seeing a speech pathologist twice a week for a month. So hopefully that helps me. Because you guys know,
what does that mean even? What are you going to do?
I'm basically going to retrain myself how to like use my vocal cords correctly so that I stop irritating
what?
Them.
That's yeah. a thing?
Mm-hmm. Because just like the way that I talk, like you guys hear my voice is like a bit raspy, and that is because I have these nodules.
But how do you learn to talk differently? I don't really
I don't know.
Understand.
I'll find out next week when I go for the first time.
Okay, got it.
And when I go for the first time, I'll report back.
How's Abe?
Abe is great.
I love Abe.
I love Abe, too. Abe got a new car.
Ooh, Abe ballin'.
Abe got a Jeep.
Ball it out. Is it hard top?
It is a soft top Jeep Wrangler.
Whoa, sexy.
Yeah. He actually leased it using this app called Fair, which is really cool. Have you heard about this app?
No.
It's you can lease cars like month by month.
Is this cool. an ad?
No, I mean, no.
Just kidding.
It did sound like an ad, but it's like a cool app where, like, because, you know, I leased my car out here and I signed a 3-year lease.
Well, isn't that how you have to lease a car?
Not what Abe did.
Oh, so you can get like a shorter term lease.
It's a month-to-month car.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
I know. That's why it's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's
been, that is cool.
Yeah, that's been fun. You guys, summer's winding down and that's making me sad. I always hate the end of summer.
September is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Winter is coming.
Your birthday month.
My birthday month is coming.
The thing is, I'm just trying to stay positive because you guys know the past 8 months have been like a real roller coaster of a time for me. But, you know, things are looking up. I also want to thank everyone in LA who's been coming to my show at Genghis Cohen on Tuesdays because that has been so nice to see you. I've made new friends.
That's so nice.
I made this one girl who went to Arizona who came 2 weeks in a row. She was awesome. I love her. Had these high school seniors come. Going to college in a few weeks. They were great.
That's so nice.
I don't know. I had a male fan come. I talked about him on the podcast before, but he came.
Follow-up fan? Like, or what's, not a follow-up fan, but somebody who's, like, come to your shows before?
Yeah, he comes to my shows a lot, and he's a Lady Lovin' fan.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
A true fan.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. It's awesome. So, that's been good. I'm just trying to, like, I'm really sad that you and Jilly are, like, leaving me for New York. I mean, Jilly's been in New York, but I'm sad that you're leaving me again.
Well, guess what?
Hmm.
I have a 2-bedroom apartment, so you can come for as long as you want, whenever you want.
It's so sad.
I know. But, you know, I just got back from New York a couple days ago, and by the end of the trip, I was really ready to come back to California. And so I know that I'm not going to have my house in LA anymore, but I still plan to be here quite often. In fact, through the rest of the year, I'm here like every 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, just because of my work schedule. Here
exactly.
Work,
yeah. And like, I'm just really getting comfortable with the idea of just hopping on an airplane pretty often and coming, staying with my family, coming up to LA for the day, you know, just really making it work. I think when I first moved to New York and like the years that I was there, I was trying so hard to like be a New Yorker and like not come home that often and like tough it out. And I just realized that I don't have to do that.
Yeah, coming home is important.
When I feel PMS-y, when I miss California, when I miss everyone here, like when I miss you, like I can just come visit and it's just not that big a deal. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's like for me, it's always been getting over like this emotional mental hump.
Right.
And now I'm just starting to feel more at ease with just living in New York and being totally comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And also coming home whenever I want because, like, I can do whatever I want because I'm a human.
Exactly.
You know?
Freedom.
Freedom.
We mustn't forget our freedom.
Yeah. But this Virgo season has been pretty good for me.
That's great.
I know. Like, and I'm not dating anybody. Like, I'm not even focused on it right now. I'm speaking just to work stuff, honestly. Like, just there's great. So many cool things going on at work. And normally, I don't want to, like, toot my own horn, and I'm not going to go into details, but just great stuff has been happening with Love Wellness, and, like, we have a huge number of opportunities coming up. And I feel literally, I said this to my sister the other day, I feel proud of myself for the first time ever from a career perspective.
That's incredible. That's, like, the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you're working really hard and it's paying off and you need to be patient. I mean, I think a lot of what like I struggle with and I think what we struggle with in our late 20s and early 30s is we lose patience because we want things to happen and we feel so ready for them to happen. And I just think, you know, you've been really patient. You've been really on your business. You've been working really hard. You've been really focused. You've been doing this for a while and you're starting to see the return. And that's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I feel like in a lot of ways I'm through like the last 3.5 really shitty years. Because literally I have had years and years of just shit.
I hear you.
And I kind of feel like I'm starting to come through on the other side. Like
that's great.
Good things are starting to happen, but it's only because I have just killed myself to get healthy, to be emotionally available, to find something I'm passionate about work and just like try to like actually do it. You know, I just through like great struggle comes great reward. And I just feel like I'm finally starting to kind of like reap the benefits of like the disastrous past couple of years I've had.
Totally.
But it feels really good. And I'm actually happy to be like, yeah, I'm just really proud of myself.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling. I love hearing that.
Okay, back to questions. Sorry, I just wanted to do like a little check-in.
No, I love that. I love checking in. I feel like I've had a better past few months. I've been feeling more grounded, which has been good. Okay. We have time for two more questions.
Okay.
Oh,
cake.
Here is one. How do I kindly put my coworker in the friend zone? All right. I need some advice on how to nicely tell my coworker that I don't want to be more than friends with him. We started working together at a restaurant a few months ago and instantly had a connection. We had the same sense of humor. We were comfortable talking to each other about sensitive topics, and we often finished each other's sentences. He is physically attracted to me and has communicated the fact that he would love to be more than friends. While I love his personality and value his friendship, I do not see myself becoming romantically involved with him. The romantic attraction is just not there for me. In addition, he used to struggle with drug use and actually got into huge trouble with the police a while back. I would never judge someone from their past, but I also don't feel comfortable getting involved with someone with the risk of them falling back into old habits. I'm 23 and about to begin my career as a teacher, so I can't afford to be associated with illegal tendencies. He has asked me multiple times if I'm interested in him in sexual and romantic way. I keep blowing off the question, but I don't know how I can't keep doing this for much longer. Again, I truly value his friendship, and I don't want to lose that bond. Also, I don't want things to become awkward at work. How can I tell him how I feel without ruining our relationship completely?
I mean, it's not your fault that you don't have romantic feelings for this guy.
Yeah, you just need to be honest, honestly. And if he is going to let that ruin your friendship, then he, like, clearly doesn't value the friendship as much as you thought he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, look, at this point,
he's going to have some wounds to lick. Like, that's reasonable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's going to have some wounds to lick. But, like, this should not be that tough a conversation. And you should not be so distressed by it that, you know, you're really worried about it. And how do you do it? You know, like, you need to be a strong woman and tell him the truth in a kind and compassionate way.
Mm-hmm.
Have this conversation with this person in the way that you hope that somebody would have this conversation with you. Literally practice it. Write a couple things out. And, like, if you and maybe practice with a friend.
Yeah.
And, like,
maybe
if your friend is like, wow, that's really harsh or that's really cutting, then, like, tone it down a little.
Yeah.
You know, like, you care about this person, obviously. There's no reason to hurt their feelings, but, like, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do with this person.
Yeah.
And, like, you just need to be, like, the kind, open person that you are and just speak from the heart. And this person will deal with it and they will appreciate the honesty.
I agree. I think you need to speak from the heart. Obviously, don't say anything that's going to, like, you would never want to be mean to this person. You clearly care about him. But I think you can just say, like, look, like, I love our friendship so much. I value you so much. Like, I don't see our relationship turning into anything more than just friends.
100%. Like,
and
you don't
be that easy.
Totally. And like you said to us, you're not physically attracted to him. Like, don't say that to him. Like, that's, it's just not, you don't need to go down that road.
Yeah, and you don't need to give him reasons. You can truly just say.
Yeah, you don't need to give him reasons.
Yeah, you can truly just say, look, like, I love you so much as a friend. I'm not looking for our relationship to be anything more than that.
100%.
And that's it. We always feel like we need to give a bunch of reasons and explanations for this shit, but it's like,
we don't. It's just your biology. You're
yeah.
just like not. It's just this person isn't doing it for you. And like it can be as simple as that, you know? Just be kind. Be patient.
Yeah, you gotta.
And be willing to give this person some space for a little while afterwards. They will come back around if you handle this in the right way.
And you will. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Sex drive. Where did you go?
I don't know.
All right. I recently lost a parent and it happened in a very tragic way. I'm beyond grateful for the love and support of all my friends and family, but most importantly, my boyfriend. He has been my rock the last few months and I cannot imagine going through this without him. My issues is my sex drive. When speaking with my therapist, she says it's completely natural to lose your sex drive during times of crisis, but as more time passes, I feel like it's starting to impact my relationship. My boyfriend is not demanding or rude about it, but I can tell he's looking for it and needing it. There have been a few times that I get excited about it, but that feeling and drive is very rare. I'm wondering if you have any tips for how to get yourself in the mood for sex and how to feel sexy and confident when you feel really, really sad.
Okay, the first things I'm going to say have nothing to do with sex. They have everything to do with, like, exercise and, like, eating healthy and meditating. Because if you're really sad, like, there are things that you need to address before you get to the sex stuff. Because when you're feeling healthy and good, I think that that stuff will just naturally follow.
Yeah, look, after I lost my mom, I did not want to have sex. I didn't have sex for almost a year. I was, like, so not – like, that grief is so intense. Losing a parent is very, very intense. And when it happens suddenly – I mean, look, losing a parent in any way, whether it's suddenly or they've been sick for a long time, whatever it may be, you need to give yourself a break and you need to give yourself a little room and – I think that the best thing you can do for yourself is, like, definitely take care of yourself, exercise.
Or do your best. Eat, right?
Try and do your best to take care of yourself. And just be really kind to yourself. I think that, like, if you're constantly searching for the sex drive, like, where are you? Like, and you're feeling paranoid that your boyfriend's unhappy and blah, 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 blah. I think you need to have a really open conversation with him where you're like, look, like, I love you and I'm attracted to you, but, like, what I'm going through right now has nothing to do with, like, you or how I feel about you. This is just, like, my body's reaction to grief.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm sure it sounds like he's a great guy. I'm sure he'll be really understanding. And I think there are ways that you guys can, like, work on this together. Look, you're not going to all of a sudden wake up one morning and be like, I'm so horny and I don't feel sad anymore. Like, I wish that would happen. It doesn't happen. This takes a lot of time. And the road ahead of you is, like, long and complicated. So I think the more you can communicate with your boyfriend, the better. The less pressure you put on yourself to have this suddenly magical, ravenous sex drive, the better. And I think that, you know, when you're feeling a little horny, a little inkling of sexiness, even if he's not with you, text him and be like, I'm thinking about you right now and I'm feeling frisky or good or, like, and those things will help to start build you up again. Yeah. I really think
practice
gotta start perfect. Small
100%. Like, take this time to, like,
love yourself,
in your grief, and, like, start to be okay again.
Yeah, it's really hard and I'm really sorry for you, and I know these feelings, and give yourself space to be really, really sad, because this is sad.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you guys, that was our Wham Bam Express version of Lady Levin. And
we crushed it.
We love you so much. The three of us will be back again next week. I know it's been two episodes without Jilly, but we will be all together back next week. And we have some exciting announcements coming up for you guys.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, if you want more Lady Levin, you have literally 150 other episodes that you can listen to right now.
Yeah.
At your fingertips.
So fun. Who's our Lady Levin today?
Our Lady Levin today will be...
I think it should just be the last listener that wrote us in that question.
You know, I agree with that too. Our last listener...
This touched me.
Me too. I see her name, but I'm going to respect our anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, our Lady Levin is you, girl.
Yeah.
I feel for you, and our hearts go out to you. And you gotta
love yourself
and get through every day.
You could do it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a full length episode. And
we'll chat then.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.